Sir Bradley Charles, he came out, well actually Mark Sterling was out here running his mouth and challenged a fan to a push-up contest. And then you decided to come out and challenge him yourself. What was going on right there?
Well, I tell you what, when people like Mark Sterling that are bullies bully my fans, that's where I have to draw the line. And, you know, even though my fans, you know, they support me, but at the same point in time, I got to support them. And that's why I had to come out and stand up to Mark Sterling.
Now, later on in the successive week, we saw you face Mark Sterling in a match. Well, of course, he challenged you, and he ended up beating you and doing whatever he did. But you face him in a match, you beat him in the match, straight up, 1, 2, 3.
Well, I tell you what, you know, he really is one of the fittest wrestlers in the world. And, you know, CrossFit is his game, and, you know, that's his sanctuary, and I respect that. But at the same point in time, we're here to wrestle. And when wrestling needs to happen and business needs to get handled, that's where we'll do it, right there in that ring.
All right, then after you defeated him in the match and you were coming around the ring, he sneak attacked you from outside, almost like a spoiled loser, poor loser.
Well, he doesn't handle losing very well. And, you know, he runs his mouth and he just wants his WWE contract and he's upset that he doesn't have it. But at the end of the day, right now, we're just here at Metro Pro Wrestling. And, you know, I'm just come out every time, try to do my thing, handle my business, and he wants to jump me from behind, so he will get his coming.
Well, thank you very much, SBC. Good luck in Metro Pro.
Thank you very much. Appreciate it.